Dave and Darren. Let's drop another one of these Top 5 Things podcasts.
Sure.
A review of what we got done on our morning show on Planet 93.9. My name is Dave. His name is Darren.
Today's podcast brought to you by Nature's Treatment of Illinois. Their goal is to fully understand their clients' needs physically, also mentally and emotionally, because they know it's not easy to live with a chronic illness. What's going to happen is their experienced wellness consultants will sit down with you and discuss what options work best to make you feel more comfortable. Frequently asked questions are answered if you go to the website, and that's ntillinois.com.
Let's get started with number one.
Number one.
How's this? A young lady looking to make a couple bucks gets a job as a nude cleaner.
Okay.
That's something you can do, apparently. You can have naked people come and clean your house.
Make me clean toilets.
He's make me to scrub.
Yeah, that... years ago, at an event in Viola, I was cornered by a cleaning lady who wanted to vent about somebody who was working at another radio station at the building that we were at, and how he was... something of a tyrant, and I had to hear about it for like 10 minutes. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
You work with Mr. He make me to scrub toilet is never clean enough for Mr. He make me to scrub. He watch. He say it's still dirty.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm here for a butt bash. I don't know that guy. He just works in the building with me.
I hide in the drapes.
He make me get down on knees and scrub toilet.
Now that woman was clothed, I believe, although wouldn't shock me to know that it was some nude cleaning service. Are there nude cleaning services here in town?
Not that I'm aware of.
I was hired by a nude cleaner by someone I know, and now I need him to forget it. This woman was hired as a naked cleaner, and when she shows up, it's her professor at college.
Oh, boy.
I know. This reads like an episode of Red Shoe Diaries.
My guess is that is not a coincidence.
Well, it is.
That's, oh, it is?
That's the problem. Yeah.
He didn't know?
He didn't know who. You don't know who's coming to clean your house naked.
He might have done a little research.
Looking to earn some quick cash working as a nude cleaner. Shocked when she was greeted by her client and it turned out to be her professor. And now it's affecting her education.
Well, that's no good.
She says she was booked anonymously and she had no idea who her client was. And he had no idea who his cleaner would be. When she showed up at work that day, she was surprised to see it was her professor. Hey, professor, what's another word for pirate treasure?
Was the skipper there as well?
And the rest. She says the best thing is for both parties to forget it ever happened. He agreed. I was like, look, we both need to forget that this happened.
Yeah.
The lecturer agreed.
I mean, this is my job.
But has been extremely sheepish around the woman. And now she says he has to forget about it because it's affecting her education.
In what way?
Quote, I had to go to school a few days ago along with some classmates and we ran into him. He was awkward, uncomfortable, wouldn't look me in the eye, and refused to even directly address me.
Mm.
We ran into him again later that day and it was the same, if not worse that time. We also had some classes at the end of last academic year after the mix-up where I ended up at his place. And I was similarly ignored. Ended up at his place.
Although she doesn't show up naked, right?
No, I don't think that's how that works.
I mean, you have to get there.
Yeah. I imagine you show up in some sort of...
robe?
Or like a overcoat or something?
Overcoat?
Yeah, I don't know. She thought it was weird because the classes were online at that time.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. You should be inviting your students over to your house.
No,
this is just like that young, the old man in that book by Nabokov. This would be just one of those things, except I have classes with him all next year, as well as private meetings with him to discuss my studies.
Is he the only professor on campus?
Welcome to Frank University. I'm Professor Frank.
Why would all your classes be with this professor?
These meetings have to be done with him, are compulsory, and can affect my grade. While I know that I can act professionally, I'm concerned that he cannot, as it's been several months and he's still not past it. I'm putting a lot of time and money into this. And if this is indicative of how he's going to act for the remainder of the term, I feel I will not get what I paid for and my grade will suffer.
Okay, so what do you want to have happen?
Yeah, I don't know.
What do you want?
Seems like maybe a different professor would be a good idea.
Maybe a different school.
Yeah, or have him get naked.
Have him clean toilet.
Do you work with me, Star?
Yeah, no, he's on another station.
He make me to scrub toilet on hands and knees. He say it never clean enough.
People offering advice to this young lady. Mm-hmm. One saying, I hope he doesn't think less of you. He might just be very embarrassed. I would definitely not bring this up to anyone unless you absolutely have to, or if he's done something you think is wrong.
I certainly wouldn't go online with it.
And maybe this isn't something to tell strangers.
In this forum.
It sounds like you know he did nothing wrong. He's obviously very scared you will say something and that he could lose his job. I would definitely try to talk to him first if you're comfortable with that, just to reassure him that he's okay. Reassure him? Wouldn't you think if you were a college professor and you were hiring sexy cleaning people,
that there's the distinct possibility,
right?
That it could be a student?
Wouldn't that occur to you?
Hmm.
Also, I bet naked cleaners are not very good at cleaning your house. Like, you're paying for a naked person in your house. You're not paying for them to really clean the house, right? That just sounds like... And nothing's going to happen. You can't do anything with the naked cleaner, right? Because that's prostitution. This is just... somebody comes out, takes her top off, and is going to dust? I don't see how that works. Someone writing here, God, that sounds horrible. I'm sorry that happened. Is it possible to try to corner him during office hours and apologize and explain the mistake again? Try to smooth things over. Why should she apologize? Nobody did anything wrong here. It's just weird. But you're making it weird. And he's making it weird. But yeah.
I just don't understand why you have so many classes with the guy.
Well, it must be a smaller school, and it must be maybe her major is something that's very specialized, and this is the guy that deals with those classes. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like...
maybe you should have never taken the job.
Maybe just get a job as a... nude cleaners probably make a lot more than regular cleaners, right?
You would think.
But you're paying more to have the job not done as well.
Right.
Nude cleanings are an excellent choice for those experienced in adult cleaning services. Your maid arrives fully clothed and promptly changes into... Oh, goodness gracious. I'm reading here, dream maids... Confidential. We keep all transactions, exchanges, and appointments confidential. That's not so easy to do if it's your student. All of our maids are thoroughly vetted and screened to ensure client satisfaction. Certain protocols are put into place to ensure the client and dream maid's safety during appointments. So you can pay for lingerie cleaning, topless cleaning, or completely nude cleaning. Nude cleanings are excellent choice for those experienced in nude cleaning services. Your maid arrives to your home fully clothed and promptly changes into her more comfortable attire. Nothing. You can also have lingerie, two topless cleaning. So it's two of them. Or you can have completely nude, two cleanings. That's $199 an hour.
You left behind a big mess.
So lingerie cleaning is $99 an hour, topless is $159 an hour, And then naked is $209 an hour.
Look at the windows.
What do we clean? It says, well, we're glad you ask. We're glad you ask. Vacuuming, dusting windowsills, cleaning mirrors, making beds, wiping glass, table surfaces, wiping microwave, sweeping cooktops outside of refrigerator, wipe handrails, dust pictures, wipe appliances, wipe sinks, dust blinds.
Pest extermination. Oh, you've got ants. And we don't wear pants.
I don't have ants in my pants, sir. I couldn't have brought them in as I'm not wearing pants, as you can see. This is something you'll need to take up with a nude exterminator. Have nude Terminex come over and spray your house.
Number two.
Taco Bell unveiling a 30-day taco subscription to drive more frequent visitors. It's a new subscription service, the Taco Lovers Pass.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. You can order one crunchy taco, soft taco, spicy potato soft taco, or Doritos Locos taco.
Yeah.
One per day for 30 days straight.
And what's that cost?
$5 to $10 a month.
Well, that's...
Depending on the location.
Well, I would do that.
You get one taco a day for 30 days. Let's say
one of each?
No, just one.
One.
Yeah.
But still 30 tacos for $10?
30 tacos for $5 in some locations. Let's say it's 10. So you have to go every day for 30 days. You get a taco. There's a taco waiting for you. A spicy potato soft, a Doritos Locos, a soft or crunchy. You get one.
Do I get something like the iPass where I just hook it up in the car and I don't necessarily have to even order anything to anybody?
Don't even interact with anyone.
It's just they just give it to me?
This is something that they're testing now across 17 different locations in Tucson. You use the Taco Bell app, I imagine, for this, right? Other restaurants have launched similar subscription programs with mixed success. Burger King, a couple of years ago, had a coffee subscription. $5 a month got you a coffee every day. The idea was that this would help promote the breakfast menu. People were just showing up and getting the coffee, though, and not getting the Burger King breakfast. Panera launched their own subscription last year that offered unlimited coffee and tea for $9 a month. And then the first 3 months were free, by the way. So give us $9 a month. It's unlimited coffee and tea. They launched it last year, and the program has nearly 500,000 paying subscribers. Taco Bell hoping that this will drive regular visits, and it'll build a habit during that 30-day period where you go to Taco Bell every day. And since one Taco Bell taco isn't going to be enough to fill you up, you're going to add more to your order, right? At least that's what they're planning on. Could you go and just have one taco and be done?
I'd rather not.
They also are essentially giving the tacos away because they want to encourage you to download the Taco Bell app and have that on your phone. They launched a loyalty program through their app more than a year ago. And they say that people that are in the Taco Bell loyalty program spend 35% more during their visits compared to people who are not yet members of the program. They're able to say, like, before you had the app and now with the app, you're spending 35% more. Taco Bell owned by the same people that own Pizza Hut and KFC, right. Shares have risen 18% this year. The market value of Yum is now $37.9 billion. That's $37 billion, Darren. Yeah, I don't know about a taco a day.
It's essential that we get you to put the app on your phone.
That's the thing. That's what they want you to do. Oh, and while we're talking about food, have you heard about Selena Gomez's popcorn?
Uh-uh.
I think this is up your alley. Selena Gomez, the actor and pop star, He's got a new TV show with Martin Short and Steve Martin.
Right.
Or Steve Martin Short, as I call them. She is revealing the key ingredient in Selena Gomez's Texas popcorn. The answer might shock you.
Is it Old Bay?
No, although I've heard that's good on popcorn.
It is good on popcorn.
I still haven't gotten around to doing that. No, what she adds to her popcorn is, are you ready for this? Pickle juice.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Along with some salt and Tabasco sauce.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. Well, I told you about my pickle situation.
Your pickle situation is that you've got to eat the pickle so you have the brine for your...
tomato juice or Bloody Mary.
Right.
That reminds me, I got to get pickles today. Pickles!
So you take unsalted popcorn.
Key pickles!
Unsalted, but easy, you Murray Amsterdam.
Yeah?
Popcorn with pickle juice, salt, and Tabasco sauce. Wouldn't the pickle juice force the popcorn to kind of dissolve?
Well, you'd have to use it sparingly. Maybe like in a mister bottle. Like mist it.
Oh.
Like maybe same thing with the Tabasco. You just like mist it.
Interesting.
And let it just kind of fall down on your popcorn.
Interesting.
That's what I would do.
Okay. All right. That's brilliant. So you put it in one of those like...
yeah, something for like plants or whatever.
Uh-huh. Oh, I like where that's going. Salt and... do you do the same with the Tabasco sauce?
I think you could, yes. I think you should. Or you could just combine the two, I guess. There's no reason to have two bottles.
Oh, my gosh. That's next level.
I really am.
I guess that across the state of Texas, where Selena Gomez is from, because she calls it her Texas popcorn, across the state of Texas, if you go to the movies there,
yeah,
they sell pickles at the concession stand.
Pickles.
It's like every movie house
pickle.
In Texas, you can get pickles there when you watch your movie. People eat pickles at the movies in Texas.
I don't hate it.
Why wouldn't they do that here?
I don't
here?
Hate it.
That's not bad.
I wouldn't mind eating pickles. Pickles. At the movie.
Pickles. Let's go see a show, Pickles.
Hey, Mr. Herman. What do you got there?
I think I might be tempted to try this out.
Yeah.
This popcorn.
Well, you got to go get pickles first and eat the pickles and save the brine.
I don't have any Tabasco either. Plenty of popcorn, though.
You don't have Tabasco? Didn't I get you Tabasco when I brought you over that Bloody Mary?
That was 12 years ago.
Yeah. And if you never opened it, you should still have it.
I'll check the pantry.
What kind of hot sauce do you have at home?
Frank's.
Oh, well, you could use that.
Would Frank's work in place of Tabasco?
Oh, sure.
See, I think Frank's and Tabasco are very different
flavors.
Well,
they are somewhat different, but you could do it.
I would think Tabasco would lend itself...
better to pickles?
Better to pickles.
You mean pickles?
Number three. Three.
Three.
Three.
One of the reasons... I mean, there's a lot of reasons that I love living here in the Quad Cities, but like we don't have to worry about earthquakes... we don't have to worry about hurricanes. Don't really have to worry about wildfires. Although I did drive through a wildfire here not that long ago. Did I tell you this story?
No.
I was here at work, and I was driving home. This is a couple of weeks ago. And right where 280 and 80 meet, it was on fire.
Really?
All over the place. Huh. Yeah, they had to put out... I look at my mirror, and the Davenport Fire Department is hauling ass behind me. So I pull up to the right... and they get right to the turn there, and there's a wildfire, and it was on both sides of the interstate because it had been really hot and really dry. Mm-hmm. And then I had to drive through the smoke to the point where I couldn't see 2 feet in front of me.
Well, that doesn't sound safe.
It wasn't great. It wasn't my favorite. But, so I can check that off. Like, I have experienced something of a wildfire, although it was really just a ditch fire that they were able to get out pretty quick. We also don't have to deal with bears like they do in Colorado.
Well, we had the one bear that was showing up.
Yeah, and then he ended up going down to, was it Louisiana? And they ended up killing him.
What?
Yeah.
Is that where they have the diseased bear jamboree?
No, the the bear that was all the talk last summer. They think that he came here from Wisconsin on a grain barge, right? And then he wandered through Missouri, and I think they ended up having to euthanize him in Louisiana because he was getting a little too close to people.
Well, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it didn't end well for him. I mean, black bears are native to Iowa, but according to the DNR, there hasn't been a residential bear population here for more than 100 years. Will that change? Will the black bear population grow? The DNR says, yeah, maybe. If you see a black bear in Iowa, you're advised to ignore it. Go about your business. Do not try to feed it, and do not approach it.
Don't keep it as a pet.
No. Usually when we have a bear, it's a bear moving through. And they tend to move through this part of the state more than other parts because of the Mississippi River. So most of the human-bear interactions do kind of happen here, but it's like once every couple of years, there's a bear walking through. And that's fine. I'm okay with that. I don't have to worry about bears in my backyard.
Bear down.
Mm-hmm. Bruno was the name of the bear. They gave him the name Bruno, the bear that was walking through here last summer. He walked right by the studios, too. You remember that?
No.
Yeah, he was right here on 280 and 61. We weren't here when it happened. It was like in the afternoon by the time he made his way through here. But yeah, then he made it down to Louisiana. And the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. Oh, I okay. So, it wasn't that he was euthanized. He got hit by a car, and then he was euthanized because there was no way he could survive the injuries from the car accident. Both of his back legs were broken. I'm gonna stop reading this story because it's bumming me out. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to bring up poor dead, broken back legs, Bruno. I wanted to tell you the story of a Colorado man who thought it would be a good idea to put a couch on his back deck. You know, for lounging purposes.
Mm-hmm.
What's more fanciful than a back deck couch? He can no longer use it because a bear keeps coming every night and lounging on the couch.
Why wouldn't you?
And the thing is, the bear is less than gentle with the couch. Chris Ward lives in Steamboat Springs. He said he put the couch out in the spring and found every night that this bear
was getting
on
friendly
it.
With the couch.
Uh-huh. He says, pretty sure it's the same bear, but we have several bears every night. The bear has shredded of the couch to the point where it's no longer usable for humans. He says what he's going to do is leave it out until the bears go into hibernation for the winter. And then he's going to throw the couch
out. Why wouldn't you get rid of it now?
Well, I think he feels like they have a place to rest. I don't know.
Is that your responsibility?
You're right. I would throw it out immediately.
You want a black bear that close to your house every night?
Well, you know, they seem to be enjoying it. I can't use the couch because of what the bears have done to it. He will leave it out until the bears go into hibernation for the winter, and then the couch goes to the dump. He says he's been careful not to leave any garbage or food outside to attract bears. He even brings his hummingbird feeder in every night. Keeping the yard food-free has not stopped the nightly visits. They're there not for food, but just to rest on the couch.
For relaxation.
Yeah. Yeah, the Colorado Parks and Wildlife Department recommends homeowners do their best to have any bears they spot on their properties. You need to haze those bears to prevent serious incidents from occurring. What this guy should be doing is going out there with pots and pans or air horns or a car alarm or even, you know, bear spray. You shouldn't be encouraging bears to come and sleep on your back.
I wouldn't think so.
No. In Colorado, bears are active from mid-March until early November. And during that time, you're supposed to keep bird feeders indoors.
Maybe some sort of hawk sound effect would be effective.
What did I use my hawk sound effect on in my backyard? I forgot that story. Was it squirrels that were in my bird feeder? What was I trying to chase away?
Ghosts, I think.
Number four.
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 Here's a job you don't want. Potty training cows. Yet that's what people are doing.
I saw that.
Researchers potty training cows.
They're trying to cut down on the methane?
Yeah, they're trying to teach cows to go to the bathroom. Researchers potty training cows to go to the bathroom where their feces and urine can be collected and treated, reducing ammonia emissions. When you let cattle just wander around and relieve themselves when they graze, their waste collects in the fields, and then it can contaminate the local waterways. You don't want
Why
that.
Why don't you have someone just picking that up as soon as it happens?
With like a bag?
Well, whatever.
That's your job?
Yeah.
Do you know how many cattle are in this, how many head of cattle you have in this country?
Well, that would create a lot of jobs, wouldn't it?
That's not a job.
You think you got a crap job.
Well, that's the thing. People aren't exactly lining up for jobs that aren't picking up massive amounts of cow feces and urine. I don't know how you're going to
I'd consider it.
Really?
Yes.
I guess what are the hours? What kind of pay are we talking
right.
about? Right. I promise you, if this was a job, it doesn't pay well.
Oh, I don't know.
I know.
You think you have a crap job?
When you confine the cows to a barn, urine and feces mix together and you get ammonia, which is an indirect greenhouse gas. So out in the field or in the barn, either way is not terrific.
Well, then I don't know why we're not picking it up as it happens.
You do know why. Because no one is going to do that.
Sure they would.
To keep barns more sanitary, waterways clean, and greenhouse gas emissions low, researchers have started training cows to urinate and defecate in designed areas.
Think of all the waste, all the cow poop you could pick up in an hour.
Yes.
You're telling me that's not worth like $30 or $40 an hour?
It's never going to happen.
Why?
Well, because then your hamburgers are going to cost $20 a piece.
Why?
Because you're going to be paying a fortune for people to pick up cow poop.
Won't it be worth it?
Well, I'd like to revisit this idea of them using the bathroom. If you can train animals to go to the bathroom at certain places, why couldn't you train a cow to do that?
Well, you probably can.
They're calling it moo-loo training. This is in a new paper that was published yesterday in the journal Current Biology. Yes, we do subscribe. The co-author of this study says it's usually assumed that cattle are not capable of controlling defecation or urination. But cattle, like many other animals or farm animals, are quite clever. And they can learn a lot, so why shouldn't they be able to learn how to use a toilet?
You're saying you wouldn't pick up cow poop for $40 an hour?
That's exactly what I'm telling you. Yes.
Okay, what's your price then?
To just stand around and wait for a cow to go to the bathroom.
And then pick it up and then put it in, like, maybe there's a buddy with you who's got, like, a golf cart or he's got something. Well, some sort of truck, and you throw it in there.
Right, but, okay, feces isn't the only problem. That's half of the problem. What am I going to do? Walk around with a bucket? And
yeah,
the
urine's going to be tough.
Yeah, that's not great.
Yeah, the urine's tough. But at least you're scratching the surface.
To potty train young cows participating in the study, researchers in Germany and New Zealand are offering food rewards. If you are a calf and you urinate in the latrine, they give you a treat. Afterwards, researchers allowed the cows to enter the latrine from fields whenever they needed to go. And they're doing it. They're like coming inside to go to the bathroom. To discourage urination outside the latrines, researchers put little headphones on the cows. And when they pee in the barn, they play the unpleasant sounds. Now, that didn't work. They thought this would punish the animals. But at the end of the day, the animals didn't care. A splash of water works better than playing unpleasant sounds.
And a whiff of suggestion.
In just a few weeks, they were able to train 11 of 16 cows to regularly use the latrine to relieve themselves. That's about comparable to when you try and potty train a kid.
Yeah.
The ammonia produced...
Wait, you think your kid's so smart?
Ammonia that's produced when feces and urine mix does not directly contribute to global warming, but when it's leached into the ground, it gets broken down by microbes that release nitrous oxide. So the cow pee and poo isn't hurting the environment, or it doesn't contribute to global warming. It's when it goes down into the ground, and then the ground shoots up this greenhouse gas. Nitrous oxide, the third most significant greenhouse gas after methane and carbon dioxide. Agriculture, the number one source for ammonia emissions, and livestock account for more than half of the industry's output of ammonia. So now that they're teaching cows to use the bathrooms, look, you're still going to need someone to go clean the cow toilet. That's not a job that you're going to want. And I would do
maybe.
That. I'd do that maybe for $40 an hour. But they're saying in a few years, all cows will end up going to a toilet. That's a few years away.
Near you.
You're right.
Excuse me. I didn't know anyone was in there. How now, brown cow?
Why is that cow going into that room with the copy of the newspaper tucked under its hoof? Oh, I see.
Five.
Number five.
Television commercials. There are very few that bring a smile to my face every time I see them.
But there's one now that's airing?
It's been around for a year. It's been around for more than a year, and I still get a kick out of it every single time it's on.
Yeah.
There's an Applebee's commercial right now that people are complaining about.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
What's wrong with it?
It's like a country rap thing.
Oh, I have seen that.
Boy, people have strong...
They don't like that, huh?
People have strong opinions about that one.
It's supposed to be like a TikTok video or something.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. I think they're trying a little too hard to be TikTok. But there is a television commercial that's been on for more than a year, and every time I see it, I'm telling you, every time I chuckle, I smile, and it makes me so happy.
Is it the one about being constipated with opioids?
No. Why would that make me happy?
Oh, I don't know. You have different tastes. I think we've established that.
Just because I don't like cream donuts doesn't mean I'm a fan of being constipated from opioid use.
Well, no, I'm not saying that you would like to be constipated.
The commercial.
You get a kick out of the people in the commercial that are constipated.
It's not a product that it's a product I use, but I don't use the company. And they make a million different commercials. But the one I'm referring to, the commercial that every single time I see it, it makes me so happy.
Mm.
Featuring DC Glenn and Steve Gibson from Tag Team, I'm talking, of course, about Scoop, There It Is.
Yeah.
The Geico commercial.
Has that been on for a whole year?
It's been at least a year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they're in the kitchen with this woman. She's trying to figure out dessert. And they're.
I don't know that she is. I think she's just making a meal, and then they show up and just kind of assume there's going to be dessert.
She's the star of the commercial, and I'll tell you why. Watching her reaction, at first, the fact that Tag Team is in her kitchen, at first, she doesn't know what to think of it, and she's a little bit skeptical. And then, over the course of the 30 seconds, she starts to buy into it.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end, her and her husband are doing this dance, which, by the way, we do sometimes in my house, where you take a step back and you go back and you click your feet together. It's my favorite. And the fact that the teenage daughter can't stand the tag teams in the kitchen.
That means you get no ice cream.
The Scoop, There It Is commercial to this day, I saw it a couple times over the weekend watching football, and I thought, how do I still enjoy this commercial? But I do, and apparently a lot of people do, because now... they are coming up with Scoop, There It Is ice cream.
Who's doing that?
A special pint is being made.
By who?
By Mikey Likes It Ice Cream out in New York.
Hmm.
They're going to make a single pint of this, and it's a contest where you can win the pint. It's a vanilla-based ice cream combined with cookie dough, a peanut butter swirl, and chocolate-covered marshmallows. By the way, tag team announcing that they're going to be in a sequel commercial for Geico where they will eat this new flavor of ice cream, scoop, there it is, with a group of dancers. You'll have the chance to win this pint by entering a dance contest.
But there's only going to be one winner?
Yeah, you got to go on TikTok and Instagram and do a dance. And if they like your dance, then you will win the magic pint, only one pint that's being made of Scoop, There It Is. You'll need to post your video starting on Friday, and you'll have until October 1st. And then you will win a pint of Tag Team's very unique ice cream flavor, again called Scoop, There It Is. I have to imagine, too, that they're probably Tag Team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the attention that they've gotten in the last year from this commercial that
are they back out on the road?
They have to be, right?
In some sort of at least package tour?
I don't know. Tag Team, back again. Why not? I bet more people would be interested in seeing a Tag Team show now than they would have been before the Geico commercial. Do you remember Rat had a bit of a renaissance?
Did they?
Yeah, there was that commercial that you enjoyed where the house had a rat problem. And then it was just Rat in the basement singing Round and Round. You remember that last year?
Mm-hmm. But and that caused a renaissance?
Because of the commercial, they were getting all kinds of spins from streaming, and they were making a fortune off it. And then I think they went out on a tour where people were going to see Rat because of the commercial. There's someone else that's making hay where they're back in they're getting a lot of, oh, you know what it is? Everlong is on the charts again from Foo Fighters because everybody is listening to it because they did it with that Nandi Bushnell, the 11-year-old drummer. Everlong is back on the charts because of everybody streaming it. But yeah, the scoop, There It Is. I'm all about it. And if you're telling me they're going to do a sequel to it, I think that's terrific. I don't know what it is about that commercial, but every time it's on, it cracks me up. And I've seen it probably 100 times.
Does it make you want to eat ice cream?
Doesn't not? I mean, yeah, I guess it does. It doesn't make me want to have Geico as my insurance company. Whoop, there it is. They went on hiatus.
What year did that song come out?
1993. Yeah. Made it all the way to number 39 on the charts.
Is that all?
No, wait, that's not right. Went to number 2 on the charts.
There you go.
Yes. Whoop, there it is. From Tag Team, back again.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
And there you have it, Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. Thanks for downloading it, listening to it, subscribing to it, leaving a review of it, marking it with a B, putting it in your favorites folders. I don't know what you're doing with it. I'm just glad you're doing something with it. So thanks for listening. And thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois for sponsoring it.
Yeah, they have 2 locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Both locations now open 7 days a week. The Milan store offers both medicinal and recreational. Galesburg is recreational only. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Twitter and Instagram.
Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hasta la vista, suckers. Ha, 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 ha.